The Holy Gospel is recorded in the Gospel of St. Luke, the 14th chapter. Jesus speaks frankly about the fearsome costs of discipleship. Those who follow him should know from the outset that completing the course of discipleship will finally mean renouncing all other allegiances. Now, large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and said to them, "Whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and even life itself, cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not first sit down and estimate the cost, to see whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it will begin to ridicule him, saying, 'This fellow began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king, going out to wage war against another king, will not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to oppose the one who comes against him with 20,000? If he cannot, then, while the other is still far away, he sends a delegation and asks for the terms of peace. So therefore, none of you can become my disciple if you do not give up all your possessions." The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children to come up for children's time. Good morning. How's everybody doing? Come on up. Great to see you today. Well, I got to be honest with you. I'm kind of nervous. Okay? I'm kind of nervous today because it's my first time with you. I'm worried I might trip on these steps. I mean, all kinds of things. Do you ever get nervous? Yeah. It's part of life, I guess. But there's something else that I'm even more nervous about than this being my first time with you. And I hate to admit it, but I'll be honest with you. This is my last box of Girl Scout cookies. Last spring, I ordered 12 boxes.
Oh my.
I love Girl Scout cookies. I got 6 boxes of Thin Mints and 6 boxes of Trefoils, which are their shortbread cookie. I like them both equally, but I kind of miscalculated. See, my daughter was home all summer, and for some reason, the boxes started disappearing out of the pantry. But now she's back in school again, and she left me with this one last box. So I'm really holding on tight to it. I don't want anything to happen to it. Do you have anything at home that you hold on tight to? Yeah. Worry about stuff like that, don't we? We don't want anything to happen to it. This box of cookies has to last me till March. When I can order them. So I'm holding on tight. Then there's these things. Have you seen these things? Smartphones. For a person my age, they make whoever's holding it feel dumb because they're way smarter than you are. But you know, I think a lot of people hold on to these things pretty tightly too. Do you ever see people holding on to these things tightly? Yeah. Like the first thing in the morning, the last thing at night? Yeah. These people really hold on tight too. I read a while ago that a survey said people would rather give up their house or food before they'd give this up. Boy, I guess you really got to hold on tight. So what's my point? Well, our gospel text today is not very nice.
We are here because we love Jesus. And we want to follow Jesus. We want Jesus to be the one we hold on tight to. And Jesus says to us today, you can't be my disciple unless you give up all your possessions, everything. So in other words, these things are all very unimportant. Everything other than Jesus is unimportant. And that's hard to hear, isn't it? Because it seems a lot of times Jesus is the last thing we hold on to. We hold on to everything else first, and then we hold on to Jesus. So today, God is kind of reminding us who should be first in our life and who should be the start and end of the day. So maybe in the morning, instead of looking at stuff like this, we could say, Jesus, what can I do for you today? That would be one way to do that, to start your day thinking about that. What can I do for you? Can we have a prayer together? Our good Lord, today we pray that we hold on to you. We're thankful that you hold on to us all the time, even when we forget to hold on to you. Remind us again, O Lord, to put you first in our life. Bless us all and keep us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, a little bit about me this morning. I grew up in Williston, North Dakota. My parents were both born and raised on farms south of Crosby. And so the northwestern part of the state is kind of my home. And growing up there was uneventful because I grew up in a Scandinavian family. I don't know about you, but for me that means certain things. For example, September was always the month the new cars came out. And I've always loved cars, still do. And I remember in 1966, September of that year, I was 12 years old, and my grandpa Bert had ordered a brand new Buick. And I couldn't wait for it to come in, and then it did. And I was so excited to see it. I'd never seen a brand new car that was going to be in our family. And so we went down, and that's when it all became clear. It was tan. It was a four-door sedan. It was a Buick Special, the cheapest model. It had black wall tires. It didn't even have full hubcaps. And my grandpa Bert, who was Swedish, who believed in frugality, had not ordered a radio. And so where the radio should be was just this ugly plate. I learned that day that the word special didn't mean special at all. In high school, we moved to Minot, where I completed my education and also where I attended Minot State College. Life there was also rather uneventful because we brought our heritage with us. You see, I grew up in a home that celebrated white foods. Ketchup and mustard were edgy things for us. But that's how it was. That's how life was. It wasn't that many years ago when I discovered Food Network that I realized that not every recipe has butter and cream as its main ingredients. Why do I say all of that? Because today is Rally Sunday. When the person in front of you is supposed to be motivational, inspirational, and fill you with enthusiasm. And suddenly I wonder if I'm the right person for that. More than that, though, there's something else I wonder. On this rally day, this day for us to get motivated and excited and inspired, I don't think Jesus got the memo. This text will not motivate or inspire. It seems this text will drive away. None of you can become my disciple if you do not give up all your possessions. And then Jesus uses that four-letter word that no one likes to hear, that word hate. That seems to have no place here. Why? Why would we have a text like this on a day to get fired up? Or maybe this is the text for that. Maybe Jesus' words for us today are really the words we need to hear. What do we rally around today? What do we get excited about today? What motivates us today? Seems to be the things of the world. It doesn't change year after year. Jesus wants us to think a little bit today. Think about those things as we read in Deuteronomy. Think about those things that are filled with life. Today we rally around so many things that seem to lead us to no place but death. I've been scared this past week or so, reading and hearing through social media of vaping and its consequences. That's something that everybody interested in that was getting fired up and enthused and motivated is starting to pay a price. So many things today that are exciting and new don't give us life. Today we're having a ministry fair in the community center following worship. Your council will be there with different opportunities, things that we could get motivated about, excited about, enthused about, things that will bring life, life in our congregation, life in our community, life in our world. Today, Jesus is here with us. Jesus does not hate us. Jesus loves us. But Jesus loves us so much that he wants us to consider what that means. That as He loves, we are to love. We are to go out and serve and be and do. And that is a great thing. And so today, you have before you someone who grew up rather uneventfully, was never overly enthusiastic about anything, because we never were, but still one who wants to bring you motivational words, words that inspire, words that bring us to the cross, words that heal. And so today, let's thank God for even these hard words to hear, knowing that as we let go, we embrace more of life. Thanks be to God. Amen.